This is Earth and Sky. Astronomers believe the most energetic objects known in the universe are AGNs, or active galactic nuclei.
The distant quasars, for example, are a type of AGN. Since the early 1980s, these objects have been believed to be powered by material falling onto supermassive black holes at the cores of young galaxies. As the matter falls in, it's heated, producing high-energy X-rays. As astronomers have tried to explain their observations, they've also envisioned a disk of gas around the black hole and a torus or donut of dust around that.
But as always, astronomers have wanted confirmation of their ideas. Lee Howe is a Cornell University astronomer. She and her team recently described a type of infrared emission from dust in the vicinity of at least 5 quasars. This type of emission has been looked for but not found until now.
But now with its emission, the thing that we can do is to say what composed the dust and is it any different from the interstellar dust in our own galaxy. And from the temperature, you can see, is it very far away from the black hole or is it close to the black hole?
In other words, Howe's observation will enable astronomers to understand these objects better. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Bloch and Bird for Earth and Sky.